This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare and Technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Sumit Nagpal, CEO of Alere Accountable Care Solutions, a provider of healthcare information technology and services to help healthcare organizations share patient information accurately and securely to improve healthcare outcomes. Sumit, certainly a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio.
My pleasure to be on the show. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So could you describe the services provided by Alere and Alere Connected Health and how these services help improve healthcare delivery?
Fantastic. Alere started out many years ago as a diagnostics company. Our focus originally was to help patients monitor their conditions in their home, especially patients with chronic conditions who needed long-term management, and help those patients achieve better outcomes, better quality of life, at better cost outcomes as well, by being able to take control of their own health in their own home. We realized in the early days that even though we were achieving measurable, meaningful improvements in both healthcare outcomes and financial performance, we could do better. We expanded our diagnostics business by including care managers, nurses, skilled professionals, skilled clinicians who could help patients understand the numbers that they were getting out of our diagnostics and take better care of themselves under the supervision and guidance of a care manager. Again, we saw improvements in outcomes, we saw further improvements in financial performance, and yet we thought we could still do better because we saw that our care managers were operating with a couple of handicaps. One, just as we have seen for decades in ambulatory services and hospital-based services, the silos that exist across those environments with physicians in practice-based settings not really knowing what's happening with patients when they enter an emergency room, when they leave a hospital following a hospitalization. The silos that exist across that portion of the healthcare economy, we were simply creating additional silos in between those visits with our care managers. Our care managers were operating in isolation, for the most part, from the rest of the care team. And second, we saw that our care managers could do a lot better if they had access to information that existed across those siloed environments as well. And so about 6 years ago, Alere decided to close those gaps, pull the whole story together by connecting up all of healthcare across that continuum, from the doctor's office into the patient's home, into the hospital and ED settings, to build a continuous record of the patient's history, to pull it all together, and then allow the entire care team to collaborate, not just view it, but collaborate, especially when it came to helping patients with chronic conditions achieve better outcomes. And that's the essence of what Alere does today. Alere's connected health strategy really is all about Alere's strategy to pull information together and allow patients to achieve the best outcomes possible under the supervision of their care team.
My next question would be, how is Alere Connected Health affected by Obamacare?
Well, Obamacare has been a tremendous catalyst for us because the goals of Obamacare really are to, or one of the goals of Obamacare really is to produce a holistic patient care delivery environment where these silos are broken down, where there's tremendous transparency across these silos, and where more and more care is provided with knowledge about a patient's entire history and a patient's entire care plan rather than the isolated siloed care that has been provided traditionally. The goals of Obamacare are very much Alere's goals: improving outcomes, reducing preventable errors, improving operational efficiency, and obviously improving financial performance. And so Alere's strategy benefits directly from Obamacare, and we're very bullish on it.
If you would, tell us about some of your clients like Virtua, Whittier, and Leeds in the UK. What kinds of problems are you helping them solve?
Very much along the lines of what I've just described. Across all these communities, we are pulling together all the players who are involved in care delivery, everybody from the regional labs and imaging centers to hospitals, to doctors' offices, PCPs, specialists, in the UK, the GPs, the general practitioners. We're extending this into social care as well, so that for patients who need additional help for various problems ranging from behavioral health to drug and alcohol abuse, that those issues can be addressed side by side in a holistic manner as we help improve their outcomes. And so across all these communities, we're actually implementing a very common model, a model that begins with connecting up, joining up all of healthcare, extending that into social care, and then focusing on patients who need our help the most, patients with chronic conditions, diabetes, asthma, COPD, heart failure, patients who've been discharged and have to be on anticoagulation monitoring. They're on warfarin, for example, for extended periods of time. We're helping those patients in particular, the patients who have chronic conditions who wind up costing our healthcare economy a substantially larger percentage of the spend than their numbers. We're helping those patients achieve the best outcomes across all these communities.
And today we are with Sumit Nagpal, CEO of Alere Accountable Care Solutions, a provider of healthcare information technology and services here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Sumit, what do you see as some of the major healthcare and healthcare IT challenges for 2014?
Well, 2014 is really when a lot of the vision that I've just described comes together. The challenges will remain what they have been, really breaking down the business barriers for this kind of collaboration, for this kind of transparency. Those challenges will continue into 2014 and beyond. But we are also encouraged by early successes, signs of improvements in outcomes, signs of better collaboration across various care teams, and the reality that really the fundamental concepts of healthcare reform are now starting to take root. So we are seeing tremendous focus on payment for value rather than volume. That translates into focus on the outcomes, both clinical and financial performance, and we will continue to see that through 2014. The challenges really will be around shaking the data loose that allows us to see what is happening with our patients, and then pulling together cohesive care teams rather than siloed care delivery. And those challenges will continue into 2014.
And lastly, where do you think healthcare IT will be in a year from now?
This is a really exciting time for healthcare IT. There's tremendous innovation happening across the continuum, all the way from diagnostics, you know, devices that can sense various measures just through your skin. We're going to start seeing some of those early stage devices make their way into early stage use. We're also obviously going to see a lot more joining up of healthcare information, and I believe that that will be a catalyst for additional growth of healthcare IT, because once the data is set free, the kinds of applications that will emerge, everything ranging from very personal patient-centered care to big data types of initiatives, all of those across that continuum are set free once data becomes available. And so I think this year will be tremendously exciting for healthcare IT, and will lay the foundation for an acceleration of innovation into the coming years.
Well, certainly timely to have you with us, and certainly appreciate the insight and information. If you would, share with our listeners where they can get more information about Alere Accountable Care Solutions online, and also how they can be in contact with you as well.
Fantastic. Alere Accountable Care Solutions, you can read more about us at www.alereacs.com. You can learn more about what Alere does at www.alere.com, and you can contact us at info@alereacs.com.
Thank you for that. We've been speaking with Sumit Nagpal, CEO of Alere Accountable Care Solutions, a provider of healthcare information technology and services to help healthcare organizations share patient information accurately and securely to improve healthcare outcomes. And the website of reference, once again, is AlereACS.com. Sumit, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.